Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What we love to eat on this show.
We're eating right now.
Well, Leslie's eating right now. But Leslie has come across something having to do with food and anxiety.
Yes. Well, we like to call things comfort food, and I'm learning a lot. We're both on the Noom diet, and that really gives you a lot of positive feedback. And when you think of comfort food, you think of foods you turn to when you need comfort. Okay? And it turns out those foods usually are high in sugar or high in carbohydrates or high in fat because they spike our systems. We feel momentarily better because, wow, the taste of that, you know, not coconut pie. You hate coconut. Like, what's your ultimate? Like, you're having a bad day. Mm-hmm. And if you were to leave here, and what would be the one thing that you would indulge in if you could indulge in anything?
I would go to the Glass Knife over in Winter Park, mm-hmm. and I would get a slice of red velvet cake.
Bread, cakes, processed meats, cheeses, ready-made meals, all of them increase inflammation in your body. The sodium, the salt increases that. So it actually, a diet high in refined carbohydrates and fat leads to high overall levels of inflammation in the body, which then produces greater levels of anxiety. So the 10 worst foods, this is what you want to stay away from. Cookies, cakes, candy, the Glass Knife's red velvet cake, sugary drinks, processed meats, coffee, alcohol. Well, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I would have more anxiety if I wasn't able to go and get the red velvet cake. You know, you need it.
It's that's what they're saying, Chad. They're saying that, yes, it's like doing a shot of alcohol or whiskey or something. Yeah, for immediately you feel better. You've had that red velvet cake and it's smeared all over your face and you feel good. But then you're going to spike and then you're going to go even lower than you were before.
I'm sorry, smeared all over my face? That's not how I eat my cake.
That's just what's going on in my mind. That's how I see you eating cake. Sorry.
Will you turn your phone off, please?
I'm trying to get the answers on my phone, but my reels keep on playing.
What comfort food do you turn to when you're stressed? We put the question up last night on the Magic 107.7 Insta story at Magic 107.7. Leslie Gale has some of your responses.
I love it. Pluto Page says, Snickers. I ate 3 yesterday. When was the last time you had 3 Snickers bars in a day? How good does that sound?
Like Halloween, when you're taking candy from your kid?
You don't even have a kid.
Well, if I did, what else
you got?
You're
planning ahead.
What else?
Carrie Ann says chocolate, donuts, or cookies. Gerald Cap says sweets, especially chocolate. Any chocolate. Salty Chip says I am not jazz. Cindy Joe, she says all of it. Erica says ice cream, Lucky Charms, ice cream. Jason says nachos. See, I'm like, give me a cheesy nachos with like a hot buffalo chicken dip on top. Yes, right? And some jalapeno peppers. Shirley Ortiz says, ice cream, but under stress in one sitting, I just eat a lot. Oh, yeah, well.
If you give me one of those, like, Ben & Jerry's pints, yeah. I could take one of those down in one sitting.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie, just because.
Because, see, is a pint a serving? Because I don't know.
I don't even look at the calories or how much fat or anything's on the back of it. I don't want to.
Well, I see those small things of ice cream, like, or Ben & Jerry's. I'm thinking,
that can't be too bad for you, right?
Yeah, no, it's so small.
Hi, good morning, Magic 107.7. What comfort food do you turn to when you're stressed?
Sweets.
Like what kind of sweets?
Yeah, be more specific.
Candy.
Oh, sour candy or do you like chocolate candy?
Chocolate.
Yeah, see, that's in a category of itself. You got to say chocolate right off the bat.
Yeah, but you know what? Dark chocolate's not bad for you. It's actually good for your heart.
Yeah, but if you eat it by the box, Chad, like you do, it's not.
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. Just trying to make you feel good about yourself, that's all.
Thanks.
Go get you a whole box of Hershey's Dark Chocolate. You sit there and eat the whole box. Oh, my heart feels so good.
Okay, thank you.
What's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, where are you calling from?
Orlando.
Well, have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. And when you eat some chocolate this weekend, think of Chad and Leslie.
I will.
Okay.
Bye.
Hey, don't go. But if you have to, bring Chad and Leslie into the office. Alexa, play Magic 107.7 on iHeartRadio.